Ramble.
Good morning, everybody. What a morning it is, too. What a morning it is.
It really is.
It is.
Should we?
One of those mornings.
9:36 a.m. Should we leave work and go get massages and wine and just call it a day?
I'm really, you know,
we've got a stash of white claws
in the fridge over there. Like, I was about to roll in here with a white claw.
It's technically brunch.
Alexandria and I were here one day and we went to get some water and there were no waters in our new fridge. There were only white claws and one can weed soda. And I was like, well, Alex, you thirsty?
I mean, if those are the only options, then
they left us with no options.
Yeah. Welcome to You Can Sit With Us, guys. We're having a day. I am Ariel. This is Becky.
Hey.
And this is Rachel.
Hi.
Maggie is on vacation.
She's enjoying the beautiful sun.
That's right.
The ocean. Sand.
That's right. Maggie's in Cabo.
And we're not jealous at all.
No, not like she's posting it all over.
If you don't have a margarita and a churro for us, we're going to be pissed.
And by a margarita and churro, we mean seven.
Yeah. Well, one for each of us per day.
I want Maggie to call me after she has had her seven margaritas. And she's, you know, partying with Lauren and Jeremy and Zach, of course. And I just want to like experience that. You know, could, sort of vicariously with her.
Through Maggie, her. Yeah. Could you FaceTime us a little later today?
After you've had your morning margarita. Yeah, I would love that. That'd be great. But today we've got a lot to talk about, but we have actual scheduled things that we will try to talk about in between the other things that we will probably talk about.
Yeah.
Becky has... Mm-hmm. A pop culture corner for us.
Pop culture corner, baby.
And I have a query of a what is it and why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And guys, we're going to be looking extra juicy and dewy today because you know it. You love it. The air conditioning's still not fixed.
Listen.
Do we know Shout out to the building.
Apparently.
It's still really nice in here.
It is.
You're sweating.
Nice. You're out of your mind. Maybe it's because we did ad reads before this and Miles and I were in here. Yeah. But like my belly button is sweating.
Oh my goodness.
My legs are sweating.
Oh my goodness.
I've powdered more than I've ever powdered in my life.
I brought you something. It's not going to help you with your sweat.
I was like, is it a leg sweat saver? Can I put it in my belly button?
It's something that I got you for your birthday and then I forgot to give it to you.
Oh my God.
I know. Do you know this company? McLeod?
No, I thought it said Kale McDonald on the bottom, and I was like, "What a name!"
This is not sponsored. I'm just giving Becky a present. Here, catch it. It's solid.
Should I open
moisturizer.
It on air?
Sure, why not? Yeah, it's solid moisturizer. I've been getting really into it because the like
a Mama Stone Mini.
Oh, yeah.
What are you trying to say?
No.
What are you trying to say, Ariel?
I'm not trying to say anything. It's the unscented one because I didn't know which scent you wanted.
Oh, yeah. And I'm a little unscented baby.
Yeah. But no, they call it the Mama Stone. I don't know why. Maybe because it's like the unscented thing.
Hey, thanks, man.
You're welcome.
That's exciting.
You use it on your arms and stuff? Or you use it on your legs?
Get a little rough.
You were talking about being all slimy. And I'm just imagining having lotion on and being slimy.
Hey, it'll help emulsify the lotion as the heat from my body.
Exactly.
So it'll turn into a liquid really fast.
Exactly. But I realized that
Thanks, Ariel.
I didn't give you a birthday present. And I really like giving presents.
You do like giving presents.
I really, really like giving presents.
You're good at it. It is one of your skills.
It is
to
one
take
of my joys.
Something that I would never think of and to turn it into the perfect gift.
Oh, yeah, that's so sweet.
And you get your little home workers at home to help you with the wrapping.
That's right.
Wesley made this adorable wrapping paper for Keith's birthday present. And we all were looking at it and we're like, oh, Ariel, this is so cute. Where'd you get this? And she's like, Wes made it. And we're all like, where'd you get it?
No, Wes made it.
It was beautiful.
Oh, that's so sweet. I mean, that's just kids painting.
It's really good. When Ariel gave a gift to the girls for their birthday, Wes was there and he handed it to me. It was all wrapped up and he looked me dead in my eyes and goes, don't open it till you get home.
See, that was the opposite of Wes with Keith. He was like, Keith, do you think we should open your present?
Because to me, that is also how Wes talks. Like, he's got like a little New York accent.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he
yeah.
looked up at Keith and was like, hey, you got some Nerf guns?
hey,
with the finger and everything. Hey.
Did you ever think about having Nerf guns?
He did. He did say that.
You got like, cars?
You got some Nerf guns?
Hey, man, that kid's memory is gold.
I know.
It was a good memory.
Oh, I know. That yeah, he's really... And like we went to Rosanna Panzino's house the other day. She had a water slide. It was amazing.
An inflatable water slide.
Oh, okay.
It,
yeah.
I was like oh into my the pool. God.
Yeah, it was seriously epic. But I was but
celebrities. I was, they're just like us.
They're just like us.
She had a water slide. Slides.
I was like, whoa! You get an HBO show and then you get a water slide in your house.
What HBO the heck? Hit us up.
HBO.
Tritopia. Ever thought of it?
Yeah.
Tritopia.
Tritopia.
It was so amazing. And Wes, he's in this place where he'll like, he starts to try something. And so he's like very, very hesitant until he like does it once. And he's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I should do that. And we're like, well, maybe just like try it. Maybe just try a little bit of it. And so then he'll do it and then he'll do it again. And then you can see the craziness in his eyes. And he's just like, I did it. I'm going to do it again. And so he's like, you know, down rushing water this water slide.
Yeah. Yep.
But we were reading a book, like ready to go to bed the other night. It was like two nights ago. And he had been like laying his head in his pillow with his loveys and like rubbing, which is like very,
what's
very
a lovey?
Close. To, a lovey?
Like a stuffed animal?
Yeah. It's stuffies are stuffed thing. Animals. Yeah. A lovey's like okay. a special. Usually they sleep with them. It's like a little, like blankie or
like a comfort item.
Oh, yeah. But it's not like a brand.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's like a...
We have blankies. We call them blankies. But you could call it a lovey. Lots of kids do.
Ours is like like a blankie attached to like a stuffed animal head. Which, saying that seems really creepy, but they're very
they
sweet.
They don't look that lovies. Creepy.
Errol, I do have a word of caution about a blanket, though.
Tell me.
Speaking from experience.
Go
you
on.
Give your kid a blanket. You're like, hey, kid, love this blanket. And then they might be like a 28-year-old adult bringing a rag on vacation because they need to have it.
I have a friend who does that. I have a friend who has a blankie. That
wait, is that person you?
It is me.
It is me. You have two friends?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Two friends.
Yeah, I gave the girls blankies. And I even have backup blankies because I'm worried. But they have it. Well, you know.
Yeah.
When do I take the blankie?
Well, you can try. I like my parents like threw it out at one point because I would like pitch a fit if I left. Like there was an unhealthy attachment to this blanket and I also sucked on it. And my mom, you know, being a speech path is like, oh my God, she's going to ruin her teeth. She's going to, you know, ruin her speech with this thing. But yeah, I had it. I cut it down when I came to LA to being to be a square. And I did it. I remember Zach was coming over to our apartment, like one of the first ones we lived in. And I was like, Keith, I'm doing it. Let's take it to the garbage. And so I cut out my square. We took it in the garbage. And then I went on vacation to do, I was a bridesmaid at my friend Katie's wedding. I was staying with my friend Thespi in this little Airbnb. But we had stayed in a hotel the night before. And I did not grab my blanket from the sheets.
No.
So it's gone. And I'm like, yeah, probably 26 or 27 at this point. And I'm like, you know what? No, I don't need it. It's going to be okay. My friend Thespi, who's been with me when I freak out about things, very calmly goes, maybe we try to find it. I know in this moment, you're okay with it not being here. But we're going to be here for a while longer. And Keith isn't here. So maybe we just call him. And it was lost forever.
Oh my God.
It was gone.
So you didn't get to say.
I didn't get to say goodbye. I went cold turkey off my blankie.
And how many times did you like reach for it and then you remembered it wasn't there?
I would reach for it because I didn't still suck on a blanket, but I would just stick it in my mouth. Like it was like a comfort thing where I would just like fall asleep with it in my mouth.
Interesting.
And then I would say this may be correlated with when I started taking gummies to fall asleep at night.
And I never slept again.
That's so early. You could either get a blankie or some weed.
A blankie or some weed.
Yeah, I think those are great options.
Wow. But it... It has a little
June and Poppy,
on
this
it.
Is a war. Yeah. A word of warning. This is a cautionary tale.
So sorry, June and Poppy, for what I've probably taken away from you.
Wow, where was I going with that? Oh,
he was rubbing his lovey.
Was rubbing his face on his lovey, and the lovey has like little nubs at the corners. Oh, mm-hmm. And so he rubs the nubs. It's very cute. You know, he'll like put them in his mouth and stuff.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But
just so, like Aunt Becky,
he was like very, very close to falling asleep. And then he kind of like sweetly looks up at me and he goes, "Mama, do you remember that pool party?" And I was like, "The one with the water slide bug?" And he was like, "Uh-huh." And then he lays his head back down and falls asleep.
Oh. That was a good day. Huh?
Yeah, that was fun.
Good pool party, that was a good everyone. Pool party.
You should text Rosanna.
I should. That. Well, I mean, I told her when we were at Keith's house, I was like, "Oh my God, that water slide is like the current best legendary day ever for yeah. my child." Yeah, I know. No, she's like, "Oh yeah, next time we're going to get the 24 footer."
Yeah, the 24 footer.
Yeah.
The children just fly off into the neighbor's yard.
Apparently this one was only 9 feet, and it was not only 9 feet. It was enormous. And I'm just imagining 24 feet.
Anywho. Maybe that's for the adult party.
Yeah, I know.
That's the White Claw party. Yeah. It's not a white elephant party. It's a White Claw party.
Ooh.
Pretty good, huh?
Well, I think it would be very fun to have a White Claw only party. Like, I know not everybody likes White Claws, but then everybody's at the same level of just like,
I don't amazing. Like White Claws because they're sneaky.
Exactly. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
It's I know some people like that, but one second you're drinking seltzer, the next second you're so drunk you can't see straight.
You're sliding off a 24 foot water slide.
That's what I'm saying. Either nobody drinks White Claw or everybody drinks White Claw. Because if you're the one person drinking White Claw and you're sneaky drunk, like then that's just a problem. That's just an issue.
Hate being
right?
sneaky drunk.
Yeah. I don't mind being sneaky drunk if I'm around other sneaky drunks. You know what I mean?
We have to band together.
What about the Topo Chico? You guys,
I didn't have the Topo Chico. Was that the one?
Is there an alcoholic one?
They do have an alcoholic Topo Chico, but I think it kind of tastes like the regular Topo Chico. Wow. Because sometimes when I have a regular Topo Chico, I'm like, I'm feeling fresh.
That sounds super sneaky.
They're good. They do just kind of taste like water.
Wow. No, I don't want my water to secretly be alcohol. Yeah. I like the taste of alcohol.
True. Yeah.
I can't do it.
We'll slip on our White Claws and Rachel will sip on just a neat whiskey.
Yeah.
On a 100-degree day.
I want to taste my alcohol.
She likes to feel the burn, baby. The burn.
She's got warm vodka.
But like, if it just tastes like water, I'm going to drink a lot of it. And that's a problem for me because my tolerance is not super high. And all of a sudden,
got it.
You're lit.
Well, I'm
that
lit.
Sounds, you're a little party
like
animal.
It's not Can an we? Issue with White
but
Claw.
But then I have to take a nap.
It's an issue with your tolerance.
Yeah, it is an issue with my tolerance. I should work
What's
on
wrong
that.
With naps? You just, then I have to take a nap.
Then I have to you take a nap so in the middle of the day. Have you ever taken like a 2 p.m. drunk nap and woken up hungover at like 6 p.m.?
I don't think I've ever taken a nap from 2 to 6 p.m.
Oh, I do all the time.
You're right.
That's a long
That's
nap.
That's too long.
But
2 to 4. 4 to 6.
No, I'm not going to leave you hanging on that one. I have absolutely had that experience.
That is what day drinking in your mid-30s is like for me. And I can't do it. I was on vacation in Vegas recently. We didn't have a sip of alcohol till like 6 o'clock every night. Mm-hmm. And there was food present.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
You got to live that power nap life. You set your alarm. 30. And the
Wait,
rule
heard,
I go with.
I've heard if you go over 20, it's like
the
iron go.
30 was like the perfect
power nap.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about the power nap.
So guys, you have to make a deal with yourself. Mm-hmm. You have to really look yourself in the eye in the mirror and say 30 minutes and that's it. So you set a 30-minute alarm.
I'm imagining you doing
this. This is literally what I do. I probably take a nap.
But Becky, what if you don't fall asleep right away?
Too bad, so sad, baby. You get 30 minutes once you hit that timer. Mm. So I hit the timer. You get your 30 minutes. The timer goes off. You have to stand up. And if you don't stand up.
Just like a zombie, like. Ugh.
You need to pop up. And then if you don't stand up, you don't get to take a nap the next day.
Oh.
Interesting. These are Becky's rules.
I like Becky's rules. I like how strict you are with yourself.
I am.
Yeah. Becky is very firm.
I don't live in a gray area very often.
because I feel like a nap is like, it's a kindness you're doing to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, if they have nap pods at Google, it means something. Uh-huh. You know?
When you wake up in your cycle, though, depends on whether you feel like you've been hit by a train or you feel refreshed and great. Refreshed. Sometimes you get up. Wake up at the wrong time, though, and you're like, oh, no, I feel awful. Mm-hmm. I have to lay back down.
I have never been good at the power nap. I've never been good at the power nap. And and you know, I only started, I was never good at napping.
Stand up when your alarm goes off?
No, I do not.
Throw yourself out.
But I didn't nap. I didn't like naps until my first pregnancy. And then with the, like, I think first trimester of first pregnancy, I laid down one day and I was like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
This is really, really good. This is nice. And I slept for maybe like an hour and I woke up and I felt so much better.
Well, the thing about early pregnancy is if you don't nap, you feel sick.
Right, right.
For me, I felt like you feel nauseous and kind of swimmy and like you feel bad.
But do you think the baby napped when you napped, or was it like just a bundle of cells at that point?
Probably just a bundle of cells
But at that point of napping.
I never looked back.
You're a nap queen
and I'm a nap queen If I can get a nap in, oh my goodness. I mean, I don't nap very much anymore, but like if I get really warm and I didn't get a good night's sleep, or like, you know, like one of the kids was awake or something like that, then if I can get a nap in the middle of the day, oh my goodness. I took the most glorious nap the other day. My parents were here.
Where were you? Where did you lie?
Oh my goodness. My parents were here, so they were taking care of the kids.
What were you wearing? Was it sunny or did you darken?
When you nap?
Oh, I fully take off my pants.
I do an unbutton or a removal.
Fully take off my pants. Yeah.
You can't nap in pants.
You can't nap in pants. Or even like a structured blouse or something. I'll strip that baby off, put on a soft t-shirt.
Oh yeah.
But I don't get it in the covers. I do not get under the covers to nap.
Do you use a blanket?
I do. I use like a light blanket.
Okay.
And I find that if I nap in my bed, I'll use like a light blanket, you know, over the covers. But some of the best naps I've taken have been on the couch.
Yeah.
Couch naps are where it's at.
I don't feel like I'm going to bed because I also don't like to get under the covers. That's too much. You wake up hot. It's too much. Daytime. Mm-hmm. You're in your covers.
Then it's like, whoa, where am I? This. This is weird.
But on the couch, it's also like that happy medium. You're like, oh, it's nap time. Mm-hmm.
Alfred will come up and nap with me sometimes.
Yeah, so will
and
Clem.
He doesn't sleep with me. He sleeps with Keith. Mm. And so I'm just like, come here, you little furry baby, get in my
come
arm.
To me.
Come to me.
Come to me. Come to me.
I did that with Wes when we were at VidCon. I was walking around with him and people were like, hey, I like your baby. And I was like, it's not mine. It's hers.
I feel like
and then I was like, Ariel, we got to go. And I just conked out with Wes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, was really good. And I was like, I love this.
That was really good.
That is a baby sleeping naps. On you. That's really nice.
Like so you have won the lottery when you fall asleep with a baby sleeping on you.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Nice. I know that it's not like there are certain times that it's not safe. If Maggie was here, she'd be like, that's not safe, guys.
Oh yeah.
But
there are certain times where it is safe and you're just dozing.
Especially if you have them in the carrier.
They should do like a rental service where you could rent a baby to nap with. I mean, I'm sure there would be like legal reasons why
I see
you can't
some problems
do that.
With that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I see some dark web reasons why you
potentially
shouldn't do that.
Problematic.
But what if you like vetted everyone?
But
the
how
way
nice
you vet, like,
that
what
be?
If it was just like old, like me, like an old babysitter, a childless woman who used to babysit a lot and is like, I just want to nap with a baby.
I think you just have to hang out with Finn more.
I guess that's true. He didn't like me very much. We went out to dinner this one time and he was like,
he was he was really like, he was very fuzzy.
For those listening, I flicked off. I pretended to be Finley flicking me off.
You know, he's a pandemic baby. He don't know you.
He was like, ma'am, please.
I'm not here to nap on you today.
Yeah. He was like, I only want to be lifted this particular way up into the air. And
he was very squirmy on that particular evening.
My arms, I was like, there are muscles I didn't even know I had.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, what if you rented out babies also to work out with them? Oh, guys, I think I have a baby rental company blossoming.
I think you should do puppies instead and go for it.
Maybe like baby goats.
Oh, well, you don't want June and Poppy? Wes and Finn? I'll cut you in.
June and Poppy are too big.
If you
June and Poppy are like, ooh, strangers. Also, I have opinions. Also, I consent to people touching my body.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
That's true. But what if we made them just sign a little document? That's it.
Wes, I don't know if he would pass the test. He's a kicker. Like, you know, that could get...
He's like, soccer, let's go.
Yeah, or like... He likes to climb people.
Oh.
So, you know,
we might have to interview him.
If you
first.
Tried to nap with him, I just imagine that he'd be like,
get out of here.
I think you should do the same idea
with bunnies and puppies.
Bunnies don't really like stay still. They want to like be free and flop around.
Little bunnies stay still. I held some in a pet store in Ojai once and I almost brought one home.
Well, you guys, we've gotten a little off track. let's just bring this right back. Becky, do you want to take us on a journey?
I want to take you on a journey, guys. So for this pop culture corner, usually I'm like, hey, let me give you a recommendation of what to watch. You know, watch this K-drama, watch this TV show, watch this movie.
Yeah.
But today I want to tell you what not to watch.
Oh.
I want to take the burden I'm watching for you.
So that you don't have to.
So when Keith and I go to bed, we like to put on a show that makes us sleepy. Something you don't really have to pay attention to. And the other day I noticed Manifest was trending on Netflix.
A friend of mine just told me to watch this.
And I will
Don't be friends with them anymore.
Oh, no. It's one of my lifelong friends. I can't do that.
You know, they've led you astray and you need to cut them off.
I will say, as she was describing it.
Just never talk to them again.
Everything she said, I was like, isn't that just Lost?
Oh. It is a show that... So the reason that I wanted to watch... We'll back up. The reason I wanted to watch it is because I always get confused when a show pops up that is 4 or 5 years old as the number one trending thing on Netflix. I'm like, why? Why is a show from 2017 the number one show that people are watching?
It's not new?
It's not new. Mm. The reason it's trending is because it got canceled. And so I think people are like watching it to try and get Netflix to like re-up. No?
They're not actually trending. It's fake.
Fake? Is it just because of
the
preview?
It's because Netflix bought it and they want you to watch it. They're not trending.
Shooketh.
They would buy Manifest and not renew the society.
Yeah, I know it's a trash. But that happened with Cursed, the Catherine Langford show.
Oh, it was number one.
Right. Number one in the United States at the same time Stranger Things is out. I don't think so. I certainly don't think so, sir.
But didn't they make Cursed?
They did. And I wonder why Cursed is number one trending in the United States if it's a Netflix property.
Messed up.
Yeah. Fascinating.
That's dirty. That's fake news. Netflix is fake news. Okay, well, so people aren't just watching it. They're just trying to get us to watch it, and I fell for it. So I turned
Apparently,
it on.
So did my good friend. Damn it. This was going to be my biking show.
Yeah, so
you can ride my bike.
The concept is like any other, I would say it's more similar to 4400 than Lost, if you ever watched that show. Leftovers, do they come back? Yeah.
Oh, I did watch Leftovers.
It's the premise is these people get on this plane from Jamaica, Montego Airlines. It's just such a specific like place Montego that they picked. Yeah, they were all in Montego Bay. They get on the plane to go home. And they land, they get off the plane, 5 years have passed.
What?
5 years. And now the question is, what happened? And the government
while they were
is
in
like,
the air, while they 5 years passed.
5 years passed, nobody got older because there was a little boy.
And for them, it felt like
no time had passed.
3 hours or whatever.
Yep. It was just a normal flight. But now all of their families have like moved on. And every once in a while, you're like, is it Jesus? Like, did, they are did very their confusing.
Think oh, that, the like, leftovers the plane dead. Was they a thought little they were bit dead. Like, is it Jesus?
Yeah. Well, it's yeah. always, is it Jesus? It's like, they go on a list. It's like, magic, aliens, Jesus. And it's some variation of those. Like, 4,400 was aliens.
So they thought that the plane had just disappeared.
They thought the plane disappeared. So they thought it was like Malaysian Airlines. You know what I mean? Like the plane went down somewhere and nobody heard communication.
Nobody knows.
Wow. Nobody knows what happened. Though we do know about that plane now.
Yes.
But at the time we didn't. So yeah, they come back and their families are all like moved on. And it's got Josh Dallas, I think his name is, from Once Upon a Time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think that's literally the only person that's on the show that would be notable.
Becky,
uh-huh.
you're
in any career.
Making me want to watch this show.
No, Ariel, no.
It sounds okay, so
what's
good.
What's so bad about it? Tell me more.
It is. Okay, I got many, many issues. One, yeah. the writing is, you know, I watched some trash, you know.
I
was deep into Pretty Little Liars.
Sure.
Yeah.
Trash. It's trash writing. I don't know what they're saying half the time. The relationships are like the main guy and his wife have zero chemistry. Like sometimes they're just talking at each other, but the main guy and his sister kind of have some chemistry. So like, even though the show's not implying anything, you're like, wait a minute.
Wait a
Are
minute.
You two?
That's casting.
Are you two?
That's just casting.
Are you
that's
two gonna casting. Kiss?
Are they dating in real life?
No, so actually Josh Dallas is married to, she played Mary Margaret on Once Upon a Time. They met on the show and they were dating on the show. Aww. And then they got married in real life. Now they have two babies. But the thing that bothers me is you would think if people disappeared for 5 years, when you came back, people would be like, magic. Like, what's going on? This is crazy. How exciting.
Like triumphant news.
Yeah. It would be like a cool thing. The government, like, immediately is like, you're all bad. You're all doing something. And they're, like, interrogating them.
What?
And they're like, this can't possibly be real. But there's, like, an 8-year-old who is still 8 and his twin sister is now, like, 15.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, okay, clearly something has happened. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they get these, like, they call them the callings. And sometimes it's an angel that's doing the calling. Like, a fictional angel comes in. And so you're like, okay, is it Jesus? But it's not Jesus. It's a science thing. But maybe there's a little bit of Jesus.
So it's really confusing. Wait, so they get also voices. The writing is bad.
Yes. They hear voices that are basically like, save her.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
And it's a whisper.
Okay.
And then they like haphazardly do stuff. Also, like one of the main characters is a cop. And we're like, okay, enough.
Enough.
Enough with the propaganda. Come on. Can't you do something else?
Yeah, take the cops out.
Take the cops out.
Out of our stories, out of our lives, off our streets. defund the fucking police. Are you going to keep watching it?
Yeah, I mean, I need to know. So it's canceled. So I feel like I'm in this place where I'm like, well, I want to finish.
I want to tell you something.
I want to know what happens, but they're not going to finish it.
Huh. I like to say this when someone's reading a book that they're like, oh, it's really bad. Or it's just really dense, like... Jonathan of Second Try is reading like a Russian like revolution history book right
of
now. And
he
was
is.
Like, it's not really summer reading. And I was like, Jonathan, you don't have to finish it. You can, but you don't have
you
to.
Know what I learned
Becky,
today?
You don't have to finish
but
it.
I want to know because now I'm at a part where they're like,
what
okay,
if you
it's
never
not
know?
God, but it.
What if they never
science?
Tell you?
So they're not going to. Same with 4,400. And
you know
before
that.
They got to the finale.
They don't give you like closure?
I assume not. I mean, I'll tell you when I'm at the end of season 3 because there are 3 seasons.
Wow. Where are you now?
Season 1.
Oh, you have so far to go.
I know. I got to keep going. And my mom's watching it now too.
Oh,
and she watched Lost with me. And so she was like, she was so funny. She was on the phone and she's like, so I have a question. Like when people like pitch a TV show, do they have to have the whole show written before? Because she was also like, what is going on with this? And
I know.
Famously Lost was not, they were like, we're just going to throw out some questions. We're never going to answer them.
Right.
Yes. No,
it sort of ran off the rails a little
it
bit.
It went way off the rails, but it was a fun, bumpy ride.
Yeah.
This sounds like a less fun, bumpy ride.
Yeah. It's just not as, at least like with Lost, there were like really good actors and the storylines were like, the ones that they did fully like actualize or fully realize were like very good.
Uh-huh.
There were just,
and the first
know.
Couple seasons were really impeccable. It just then got a little nuts.
They got a little crazy. And there's also like so many, I wrote this paper in college once about why like Lost was why watching TV is actually good for your brain and not mm-hmm. bad for your brain. And mm-hmm. I compared Dukes of Hazzard to Lost. With Dukes of Hazzard, you had two characters you had to follow. Mm-hmm. That's it. You don't really need to know anything about their lives. Lost, you need to know 15 characters. You need to know mm-hmm. their past selves, their future selves, their sideways selves.
Mm-hmm. You have to keep up.
You have to remember things. So it helps your working memory.
Yeah. I also feel like with Lost, like the first few seasons were so, so good. And you really got invested in those characters that when it went off the rails a little bit later, in the later seasons. Yeah.
You made allowances.
Yeah. You're sticking with it for the... Like, because you really like the
characters. It was fun to be like, whoa, what is happening?
Yeah. And they would tie things together sometimes, but I don't think Manifest is going to tie things together.
Like, it sounds like you aren't invested in these characters yet, and it's already going off the rails.
No. Like, with Lost, I would cry when people died. Like, just tears mm-hmm. would flow. Mm-hmm. I kind of want everyone in Manifest to die, like, horrific deaths. I want there to be a
that bad.
They like teased a killer at one point, but then they tied that episode up in like one moment. I was like, no, I wanted a serial killer to go around and kill every person that was on this plane.
Oh my God, you have to stop watching this. Because I need the
characters to be replaced.
Whoa.
I need the writers to take a reset. But I can't stop.
Becky's in a dark, dark place right now.
We gotta help Becky.
Well, there's like nothing to watch right now. I feel like I've watched everything that you can watch.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just gotta put on something that's like
bad.
A bad show.
I don't know. I tried to watch Shadow and Bone. I couldn't do it.
I watched Shadow and Bone. I was way into that. That was a baby. Becky wreck over there.
Ben Barnes, baby.
I think the acting and writing are so bad.
Oh, but just dive into Ben Barnes' face, Rachel. The world. Say it to
his face. I will. Invite him on the pod. It wasn't good.
He would come on the podcast.
I'm really sorry.
Oh, yeah, and I do have to issue a retraction. I did say Ben Barnes was like 45. He's like 37 or something.
Oh, well, yeah.
People DM'd me checkers. And said I called him too old.
Okay, I know I'm way behind on this, but I finally watched the Bo Burnham
thing. Oh, yes.
I did not. I could have sworn that man was like 35.
No, he's my age.
And then when mm-hmm. I heard the song about how he was turning 30, I was like, no, you're joking right mm-hmm. now. Don't do this to me.
Quarantine has aged us all.
Yes. Well, yeah. That's true. But life, my goodness, I feel like there was just, I don't know what it was about him that made me think that he was older than that.
Yeah.
It wasn't the way he looks. Maybe it was just because it was like so.
Because it's perfect.
Maybe his brain's 35, but he's 30.
Yeah.
Well, technically he's like 31 now, I think.
And mm-hmm. I was making up this story in my head about how the place that he was filming was his like back house. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. so I was like, oh, so he's clearly like a very wealthy, you know, comedian. Mm-hmm. But he's only 30?
Oh, no, he is a very wealthy comedian.
He's a very wealthy comedian.
His back house. I, at the beginning, was like, oh, is this where he lives? He, like, sleeps and eats here?
No, absolutely
not. Then I was like, no, eighth grade. No, he has, like, a full house. This is, like, his studio.
Eighth grade, two Netflix specials. Yeah, and he toured for years.
Yeah.
And his videos on YouTube have been on YouTube for forever. And as we know, working, those videos make money forever.
Yeah.
That is fascinating. Yeah,
he's got a nice house, I assume.
Yeah, and he has like a cute partner and like he's doing fine.
Oh, yeah. She directed Hustlers.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Word on the street.
Oh, my goodness. This guy, did he make a 30 under 30 list? Like, what are we?
Do you think you have to apply to be on those lists?
What?
Yeah.
Don't know.
I thought that there was just somebody out there who was like this person.
Recruiting. Nah. This looking person. Looking for talent. Nah.
You apply.
Wow. No wonder.
Should have applied. I wasn't doing anything.
We're going to be 40 under 40.
Yeah. Can I get in the 100 under 100 list, please?
We're under 40. Is there a list?
There's a list.
Come on, 40.
I think that's ageism to do 30 under 30, but not 40 under 40. Because there's a lot of people under 40 that are really crushing it.
It would be all those people that are under 30 are also under 40.
Yeah,
I think that's where it starts to compete with the masses.
Well, I also think people are more established in their careers in their 30s, but in your 20s, the people who are really like going for it, impressive.
Yeah, that's fair.
The insight is perfect. I couldn't stop listening to it on Spotify. I couldn't stop watching it. Oh, man. It's so good.
It's so good.
Yes. Well, Ariel, speaking of how quarantine has aged us all.
It really has.
Yes. Excellent transition, Becky. So excellent transition. Listeners, I was regaling Becky and Rachel about a terrible experience that I had.
A week ago, we were hearing about the glow up, the Ariel glow up. Yeah. She got her nails done. She got a tanner's back.
I finally felt comfortable enough to go to all my places. And some of my places are closed. That's unfortunate. So I had to find new places.
Yeah.
I had to find a new nail place. And so I went to my old facial place. And I'm not going to say where it is because I don't want to get into that.
No.
But it's It's not like a super nice place, but it's not like a super, shabby place either.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
mid-range.
I went to go get a facial the other day and I got the same facial that I got probably a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right?
Okay.
It's like this, Becky, you know that I love exfoliating. Like very exciting exfoliating facial where
we've had many conversations about where Ariel, you got to exfoliate just a little bit less.
Yeah.
A little bit less for not as long.
I love exfoliating.
She's like, I want to scrub my face off.
I love the physical exfoliants. No. I love the chemical exfoliants.
I can't touch those. My whole face. No, I'm too
way
sensitive.
Into exfoliating. Yeah. Look at my face, everybody. Zoom in on my face. It's fine. It's
please
fine.
Don't
I love
zoom in on my face.
I love exfoliating. I don't know. There's something so satisfying about using the crystal ones. I'm using the Tatcha deep cleanse. It has the most delicious crystal somethings in it.
Uh-huh.
It's like they put rocks in it and you just rub it on your face and it is so satisfying. Ooh, I like it so much, but it's not too rough. I think I got hooked on exfoliants with the St. Ives apricot scrub.
Who didn't?
Anybody else?
That was college.
Okay. You know what I used to do with that? I used to use it as a face mask too. I would rub it on my face and then I would leave it on for 15 minutes. Thinking that it was this is good for my skin because I'm leaving on all the goodness.
They're like, yes, an exfoliant mask.
That is so funny.
I know. I was before my time. I was probably 15.
That's what kids do. I had a friend where we were still young enough to take baths together, 7, 8. Yeah. And she was like, okay, we're going to put soap, bar soap on our faces as a mask, but you can never let it dry. So you just have to tap on water. And we would put soap on our faces as a face mask and tap on water.
That's really funny.
We're just out here trying to be like our mamas.
That's a peak spa day.
Yeah.
That's really spa. Nice.
Yeah. No, that's the good stuff.
Put a hair mask in.
Did you guys ever do the homemade hair masks where you would look up what you put in a hair mask and it would be egg yolk and sunflower oil or something?
We always put lemon in our hair trying to turn it blonde.
I would put lemon in my hair.
It does. I mean, it does work.
It didn't work well enough. I was looking for a transformation.
Anytime that I had a leftover lemon, I would just
give it
a squeeze.
I would squeeze
it on my hair and and then I would go sit outside.
Yes, exactly.
I used to do beer rinses with you put beer in the microwave, not in the can, obviously, just in a bowl. And then you dip your hair in it, makes your hair shiny.
Really? Do you still do
this? Does it still do that?
No.
No.
No, I don't do it anymore. You do smell like beer.
It's really hard to get it the smell out.
Yeah, it's hard to get the smell out, but I used to do it. Something about the yeast, I think, was supposed to be good for your hair.
I'm just imagining a leftover trash can of jungle juice or something, and you just dip your head in it. The vodka and the sugar is great for your hair.
So good.
It's so good.
So you went to your exfoliating facial.
I went to my exfoliating facial, and I'm a huge proponent of extractions. I think extractions are great. Becky and I have had this conversation before where there are certain types of extractions that are okay. I feel where I don't really, the woman that I had doing my extractions, she was wearing gloves and doing it with her hands. But I also went to a facial, a few weeks ago where she was doing it with a tool. And that felt
and
a
some
lot.
People do cotton swabs.
Yeah. Cotton swabs
too.
Yeah. But so this woman was going to town on the extractions.
What
on
was
my
she
face.
Extracting on your face? Is what I'm confused about. I like don't really see.
I will see. That's the thing.
I'm like, what was she popping out?
I have like okay, so TMI guys, but like when
go
like,
Ariel,
when
go.
You get clogged pores and yeah. like and you can kind of squeeze out the bits. You can squeeze out the bits, uh-huh. right? And so I get a lot of pores like on my nose and sort of in my T zone area mm-hmm. and on my chin.
I don't
chin.
See any of that.
Well, it's because I just got a facial.
Yeah, it's but perfect.
Like, if you look at the sides of my nose, like you could pick stuff.
You
out
just
of there.
Have pores, but barely.
Right. So yes. So anywho, she was so rough with my face, like so rough with my face.
Did it hurt?
It hurt. Mm. It really hurt. She was basically just taking my face and just like squeezing it really hard with her hands. Aww. You know when you really go to town on like a pimple or something and then it's red for like hours and hours after that? Mm-hmm. My whole face was like that. Like all along, like all over my nose and all over my chin. Okay, so I grew up being told not to pop my pimples.
Yeah.
Right?
That's the going advice.
Is that the going advice? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
And yet we pay people to pop our pimples for us.
What is it?
What is it? And why? What is that? And why? I that baffles me because I'm a huge proponent of extractions because I do feel like mm-hmm. like my skin like looks better after that, you know, mm-hmm. because they sort of pull out all the clogged bits mm-hmm. and then my pores look a little smaller. This in particular was just a bad facial. But are we supposed to pop our pimples? What's the difference between a clogged pore and...
I don't know. Well, I know at the Korean spa, the only place I've ever gotten facials, but they use like a neutralizing thing. It's like a cold little metal something that has like electrocurrents so that you don't break out. I don't know what it is though, because I'm not, because I'm laying there with my eyes closed right. and I can feel what's going on, but I'm not seeing it from a bird's eye view. So yeah. I'm not sure what it is, but I always think to myself, oh, I could never do home extractions because I don't have the right prep of the steam and I don't mm-hmm. have the right post of like any neutralizing anything. Mm-hmm. So yeah. then I would just break out. Yeah. I would think.
Well, the thing that I've always told myself about not doing it at home is that it's not as like sterile, you know, mm-hmm. that it's not as clean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. Because like if you know, I'm not wearing gloves. I'm not, you know, I don't yeah. have the special, you know, extraction tool or whatever.
Yeah. You also have to go to school to be an esthetician.
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly.
I would say a lacking of education as well. Yeah.
Complete.
But is it making
education.
You regret going to get a facial? And is it making you wonder like, why you just go see someone who you don't know for something that's like pretty intimate at the end of the day? Like it's your face.
Right. So I had this bad experience. Mm-hmm. I have had excellent facials, mm-hmm. but it made me question like, who do we trust with our skin?
I think finding people you connect with, like yeah. if you're doing things like acupuncture or facials or getting your hair cut. There are certain people who hear you and make you feel good. And then there are other people who don't, which is maybe
yeah, like absolutely.
People who are great at their jobs or people who are having a bad day, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or people who are not so great. But I think, you know, in those things, it's important to find people you just connect with.
Totally.
Like mm-hmm. part of why... You like part of why it's fun to get a David Deng haircut is because it's fun to hang out with David Deng.
Totally.
You know yeah, what I mean?
I do.
Like mm-hmm. it doesn't even have to be a haircut. I could just be getting a glass of wine. I just want to hang out with David Deng because he's such a lovely person to be around.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think finding people like that, it's so totally. Good.
Yeah. Or like somebody that you can, you know, I like being able to kind of go in and be like, you tell me what I need. You know, I'm not gonna sign up for the, you know, the this and that because I think that's what I want. Mm-hmm. You know, like I think my skin is like oily, but they're like, actually your skin's a little dry, you know? Mm-hmm, and so it's mm-hmm. like, yeah, thank you. Okay. thank you for like, you know, looking at my skin and like hearing what I need. Mm-hmm. And
you just need a different place, Ariel.
Yeah,
I mean, you can trust your skin to people. Yeah. You just need a different place.
Yeah. Anywho, I looked up a little bit about extractions.
Extraction info.
Do you guys watch any of that stuff on YouTube?
Dr. Pimple Popper. I love her.
Really?
I think she follows Keith on TikTok and I was like,
I'm a hard no. I find it so gross.
Oh, I love it.
You love it.
Baby. I don't touch my own skin that way.
Yeah.
But if Keith has something on his face or on his back, I'm like, no. Give it to me. Let me get it out of you. And he's like, please stop.
Please stop.
I'm like, okay, fine.
I do that with
it's very polarizing. People are either like, ooh, I want to see it. It's satisfying. Or they're like me and I'm like, oh my God, no.
Yeah. I'm just like, how'd you get all that in there? Let me see it come out. Sometimes they have to cut stuff out. And I'm like, oh my God.
With like a knife?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like bot flies or something?
Like what?
Like a bot fly?
A what?
A bot fly?
What? What's a bot fly?
What are you saying?
Oh my goodness.
Spell it.
Spell it.
B-O-T-F-L-Y. Bot fly.
Use it in a sentence.
Okay. A little bit of backstory.
country of origin,
a real thing. So this is totally a real thing. When I was traveling in Costa Rica before college, we were walking around in like sort of the foresty jungle type area, and they warned you that if you got something that looked like a mosquito bite, but it didn't really itch, it just kind of hurt.
You're about to say that something scary.
It was probably a bot fly. And they're
like
not that. It's kind of like a tick.
Does it go under your skin?
Yeah. So what happens is they bite you, but they don't leave like venom. They leave their eggs. But it's not like it's
that's straight out of like Edgar Allan Poe.
I know.
The Spider-Verse.
Or really, really gross.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like gross content warning. It's, yeah.
Oh, but this whole episode got gross.
I'm sorry. But okay, it's not that scary. It's not that scary because basically all you have to do is put a piece of duct tape over it and it kills the eggs and then it comes out like a pimple.
Oh, and it's a sack of fly eggs that is straight out of some horror show that is secretly a K-drama that Becky watches sometimes. No, you know like, that scary show?
The scary
that
would happen stories in to tell in the dark.
Ooh,
that's
yeah,
one of them that where one, the spider.
Yeah,
ew!
Yep.
Was that from Nick at Night?
No, it's a book series that they then turned into a movie, which it was a pretty good movie. I kind of liked it. You didn't like it? Miles, he's laughing.
I'm thinking of Are You Afraid of
it's
the Dark?
It's good. It's cute. Yes. Which also got a reboot. 10 out of 10 recommend.
Oh, really?
I used to manifest 0 out of 10.
Are You Afraid of the Dark? 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
I used to come home from school every day. I was a latchkey kid. So, and I would turn on the TV.
We learned that term many podcasts ago. Remember?
Yeah.
Said you're a latchkey kid. And I was like,
a what?
TV babysitter?
I use that too.
Yeah. And TV so so I would come in, I would turn on Are You Afraid of the Dark? And I would watch it.
And then you would be scared?
No. I ate that stuff up.
It's so good. You'll like the new one. It's good. It's only like 4 episodes. One of the kids from It is in it.
Why is it only 4 episodes?
It was like a limited series that they brought back. Huh. The first one is on YouTube, but then you have to buy the rest of them. But you could also just borrow our Amazon password because we bought them. We bought them because we wanted to watch.
So are you telling me they use a knife to cut out pimples?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're like cysts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So Dr. Pimple Popper, because she's like a dermatologist, does everything. Sometimes she'll do pimples. Sometimes she'll do cysts. Sometimes she'll do like benign growths.
I remember when...
She broadcast this.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Did you know that sometimes dermatologists use shots to get rid of pimples?
Well, you could get I don't know if it gets rid of it, but you could do a cortisone shot in a like a large acne, but it's the same like someone getting a cortisone shot in their knee. Like you're not supposed to do that a lot.
And because I remember when I was a teenager and I struggled with acne and so I was like, I think I looked up one day, like, why don't celebrities have acne? You know, I was like, this is something that everybody has. Why don't celebrities have acne? Like, is that why celebrities are celebrities? Because they have perfect skin?
Right, right. They were born that way.
They were born that way. Like, is it like, are these people that are born with no acne? Like, how does this happen? This can't be real. Like, who are these Beverly Hills people that get rid of their acne?
No, they have good makeup and good lighting.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And they have dermatologists. They have big skin problems because the amount of makeup they're wearing day in and day out.
But I read somewhere that like apparently J-Lo one time had like a huge pimple before a show, and she went and she got a shot for it.
Yeah,
I mean, shout out to J-Lo. Like, maybe it wasn't J-Lo. I don't know. Maybe it was like Britney Spears or something. But Oh, speaking of Britney Spears, so much drama.
We have to do a whole episode again. Britney.
Drama.
Yeah, I mean.
Good for her.
That was a lot to listen to.
It was.
Her testimony was like, oh my God.
Yeah, with that, celebrities are just like us. They have 26-foot inflatable slides in their backyards at all times. And they have acne. So there's that.
Don't watch Manifest.
And vet your facial places. Yeah. All right. Love to you all. Peace to the world.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
This is just going to get worse.
Wash your hands. Go get vaccinated.
Wash your hands. Get vaccinated if you're not.
You fools.
Bye.
Bye.